go to the first question somebody sent in today, and I want to read it. This is from a person named Mallory. How do you know if you're in the will of God for your life? The Word of God. Let me tell you something, Mallory. Genesis chapter 1, Genesis chapter 2, and the last two chapters in the book of Revelation, that's four chapters, that's the will of God for man. Between them four chapters is 1,186 chapters of killing, stealing, destroying by an arch enemy called Satan. But Jesus is coming back. And we're going back to Genesis chapter 1 and Genesis chapter 2 and the last two chapters in the book of Revelation. And all of us going to walk together in the cool of the day with the Lord God Almighty, Amen. Just like it was in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And how you know that? You know that by the word. You grow by the word, Mallory. And I'm telling you, it will work for you, not some of the time, all the time. Satan's always trying to say, you can't do this. You're not this. You're not that. Greater is he was in you than he was in the world, Mallory. And I'm telling you, mark my words, you can live full of the joy of the Lord in a very terrible setting. I do it all the time. People are always constantly persecuting me over the plane that I fly or the house. And they think that the ministry just bought this and bought that. They have no idea. And it's all lies. And the media does that because they just want ratings. But we made up our mind. And I'm not against the media. I just want to tell the truth. That's all. And all they got to do is ask me. You see what I'm saying? And God is so good and gracious and is such a blessing. So Mallory, if you're concerned about being in the will of God, lift your hands up and say, Jesus, Amen. I'm going to follow you. And I'm going to give you a scripture, St. John 16, 13. I use it all the time. How be it, when the Spirit of truth has come, he will guide you in all truth. If you give God that job in that verse, you're going to have a hard time making a mistake. Mm-hmm. Is that good, preacher?
I like that. And you know, 2024, here we are. It's still in January. It's the beginning of a new year.
Amen.
It's time to forget about the past and start looking forward. God has, you know, even if it didn't happen in the past the way you expected it to, or maybe delays have come, this year, 2024, I believe this is, there's such an expectancy in our heart. Everybody I talk to.
And
it all depends if we believe.
And people that are expecting, deliver.
Deliver.
That's a fact. You know,
that's so true.
I want you, I'm going to say it, I want to prophesy this. I am believing God, if you believe what we're saying here, to give God a job, that every dream, everything you believe him for will be done come December 31st, 2024. And when you go over into 2025, you have to say, God, you got to give me something to believe for.
Amen.
Now, that happened to me in 1994. And I mean, and I had a prophetic word. And I'm telling you, God will do it, but you're going to have many opportunities to fail. You just don't take any. And God will honor you. Give me another question real quick. Here. Here's one from Chris. My dream is to start my own business, but I feel as if no one believes in my dream. Mm-hmm. It discourages me, and I want to give up. How do I get rid of this fear of failure? Let me read it again. Pull it back down. And I'm going to answer it. This is from a person named Chris. My dream is to start my own business. Okay, I agree with that. But I feel, you don't go by what you feel. You go by what you believe. As if no one believes in my dream. It makes no difference if they don't believe. But it makes all the difference what you believe.
Amen.
See, you're discouraging yourself. Why would you discourage yourself? Encourage yourself. All you got to do is take the this off and put the E in.
Right.
Encourage instead of discourage. And you don't need to give up. Why would God give you a dream if he wouldn't come? He wouldn't make it come to pass. Mm-hmm. See, so don't fear tolerated is faith contaminated, Chris. Don't deal with that. Don't discourage yourself. I don't care what they say. I don't care how long it takes. God gave you a dream, and dreams have no expiration dates.
Right.
You can get them at 9 or 90. Yeah. Can I get an amen and
amen,
a 5?
Amen, that's
come
good.
On,
but
Jesus.
Also, I was thinking of a scripture that says, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of
that's
power
right.
and of love and a sound mind.
That's right.
So that fear didn't come from God.
No, indeed.
You know who it came from? It came from the enemy who's trying to defeat you. So recognize that. Yeah. Turn the tables on him and send fear running. Be
and let me tell
fearless.
You something. He gave you a sound mind to believe in a dream. So don't listen to unsound people. You don't have any problem with that. See, don't
Amen.
Let small thinking affect your big thinking,
That's
Chris.
Good.
That's our theme this year. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Give God a job. Give me another question. I'm feeling good at this. I'm
I
enjoying
like
this. Hallelujah. Do we have another one here? This is from Instagram.
Okay.
Is the person named Instagram or is that a... No, I'm just joking. What scripture did you stand on for debt cancellation? Well, Kathy, do you know what scripture we stood on?
Yes. Owe no man anything but to love. It's in Romans chapter 13, verse 8.
Owe no man anything but to love him.
Mm-hmm.
When, listen, I didn't know how to get out of debt, but God does. And so we started standing and believing God. Now, you got to discipline yourself. Don't misunderstand me. You got to say, listen, I'm not going to buy this no more. I'm going to just trust God. And I also did it with my giving.
Amen.
Because seed, in that power of a seed, look at my finger. An acorn is about this big. And then we live in New Orleans, Louisiana, and we got oak trees that are so huge, over 400 years old, and that the branches actually go down to the ground, mm-hmm. and the other branches grow up on it. I mean, and the branches turn out to be bigger than most trees. And it all came from a seed this big. And that's how I sowed my seed. I believe for the 30, the 60, the 100-fold. I didn't let time defeat me. Who don't want it yesterday?
Amen.
But if it took time, fine. But I was working on something. And I'll be honest with you, I was out of debt within 9 months. God gave me extra work, all kind of different things. I should really still think about that. How did we do it? We didn't. All we did was believe what Romans said.
And we did our part.
And we did
our
part.
We were sowers of seed. We were wise with what we purchased. We didn't just squander. We did good business as well.
And I don't mean to, listen, the anointing of increase is on me. Not only did I get out of debt, God put the anointing of increase because we learned how to control our emotions mm-hmm. by reading the Word of God to ourselves.
Amen.
And not to just people.
Yeah.
And it'll bless you. Give
you know,
me another
Jess,
question.
Wait, I want to tell
you.
You
want to talk about that?
I'm looking
okay.
at a few of these comments on
yeah.
here.
Yeah,
I'm
we got
looking
comments?
At somebody. Yeah, you're going to love this one.
Oh, yeah, okay.
This is from Stephanie. She says, hi, everyone, from the mission field in Guatemala.
Guatemala.
Having a blessed afternoon listening to Jesse and Kathy. God bless all. Isn't that great? The way I can hear live. I love the live thing.
I have flown over Guatemala, but I never have landed there.
You need to go there.
I ought to go there and preach that glory to God. That would be a blessing of the Lord.
Isn't that wonderful?
You want to read some more, or can I get another question?
Well, let me see.
Give me another question while she's looking at all this. Praise God. This is from Joanna. You mean I kind of move fast, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it's tiny print. I'm
okay,
reading.
Joanna says, besides God being number one in your lives, what other key can make a marriage work? Answer that, Kathy.
I didn't hear you. Say it again.
Besides God being number one in your lives.
We just demonstrated it.
What
patient,
other keys can make a marriage work? Did you hear it?
I just demonstrated it.
Okay, what's the answer?
I was forgiving. I didn't jump on you. I didn't scream at you. The most important thing is to be forgiving. I think you really need to.
I never did nothing wrong.
Well, regardless, yes, it's so easy to just get offended. It really is. It's easy to misunderstand.
It sure is.
But it's better if you extend mercy and forgiveness because
Well, why did you use the word misunderstand? All you got to take the word miss off and it's understand.
See, I'm forgiving you right now because you're trying to correct me.
Okay, I'm going to give her a good compliment.
Okay.
And let me help you, Joanna.
Let's listen up.
I met this woman when she was 15 years old and I was 18 at a swimming pool. It was a public swimming pool.
I was not a woman. I was a teenager.
Yeah, a teenager. Well, you were a woman.
I'm a woman now, though.
Now, watch it. Kathy was so shy that she wouldn't say two words. Now, I can't shut up. But it's a joke. It's a joke. But anyway, so watch this. Now, watch this.
I'm taking after you.
I know it. You're taking after me.
I've been around you too much.
I know. But she wouldn't say two words to anybody, but she came and talked to me. I was a lifeguard kind of stuff.
We always did get along.
Yeah, and we just got along for some reason. Now watch this. We started dating. I enjoyed her company. That's mm-hmm. when she was 15 and I was 18. Today, at the time of this live chat, I am 74, and like my granddaughter says, and a half. I am 74 and Kathy's 71.
He loves to tell everybody.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. And we still enjoy each other's company.
Most of the time.
Most of the time.
Except when you tell everybody how old I am.
I
really don't care. I like to joke
cares?
About it.
All ages is a number.
You know, we started these chats back in March.
See how she got off that age real fast.
Changing the subject. In March of 2020 when the COVID hit. And now so many people, you know the number, how many people since we increased.
Over 65 million people from January 2020 to the end of December 31st, 2023. Over 65 million people have contacted us.
And we've got so many great testimonies of lives that have been changed. I have this one here and we're picking up new people all the time.
Amen.
This one's from, her name is Sandra Rodriguez.
Okay.
And these are the comments I'm on YouTube watching this too. It says, yeah. I am new watching Jesse and Kathy. I wish I'd found them before.
Well, that's very kind.
That's so nice.
Look, what you see is what you get. She will chew me out in front of you. I am so merciful and graceful, I don't chew her out. Look at it.
Oh, really?
Okay, you want to cast the devil out of me? Go ahead.
I have another great look. It's comment. This is a comment when you're talking about fear. This one says, just say no to fear. It may seem small to your mind, but it's a powerful mustard seed of faith to exercise. That's great advice.
Well, see, fear comes from Satan. Faith comes from God. Faith with the strong fear. Perfect love, which God is, cast that out.
Amen.
All fear.
Amen.
Isn't that a blessing? Give me another question. I'm enjoying this. Glory to God. This is from Aiden.
Aiden, let me read it for you.
Okay,
it says, what is the most amazing thing that God did for you that blew your socks off?
Okay, I'll ask you first.
No, I'm asking you.
I know that, but you want to say, you want to go first?
No.
Can I read it again?
I'm the questioner.
What is the most amazing thing that God did for you that blew your socks off? He took me to heaven. And I was not expecting that. Well, I wanted to go, but I didn't think it was going to happen until I died. Now, some people say, I don't believe that. Excuse me, look at me real good. I don't care. I don't mean that to be arrogant. No, you don't have to believe it. It happened to me. That's probably the most amazing thing. But I got to say this, Aiden. It did not increase my faith. I know what Jesus Christ looks like. I'll give you, he's between 5'11 and 6'1". I thought his hair was like mine, white, because he's just brilliant. But he turned his head like this, and his hair was like light brown right here. But we said, with his eyes, well, it's so powerful. Like if they put a TV light behind here, they have to really watch how they light me because my hair is so bright, It was just amazing. And he told me to go tell my people I'm coming.
I love that.
And that was just, and I have been doing it ever since.
Yes.
That happened in Magnolia, Arkansas, at the Best Western Hotel, room 105, at about 5 minutes to 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And God was so good and gracious. Mm. It didn't increase my faith. You think it would. It increased my longing. Come on, Jesus.
Amen.
And I've been about the Father's business. People ask me, was it a beautiful place? Oh, man. You have never seen colors till you see it with no sin on it. I'll explain that. Before we had big telescopes like these, ones that we have up in the sky, and that we had these beautiful things, this panorama of the universe, we always had to look through the atmosphere of the earth, so it kind of dulled it. That's what sin did on the planet. But when you see red in heaven, blue in heaven, gold, it's beyond human reasoning and comprehension. And that's just the stuff.
I remember when you told that testimony,
amen,
and then you later... You told it at our home church at the time that we're going to.
That's right.
Here in Metairie area, but then you told it at Brother John Olstein's in his
church
in Houston.
Yeah.
And we had a video of that.
Yeah.
And so people have gotten blessed by the video, and then we turned that into a book form.
Amen.
And it's blessed so many people.
If you'd like to get it, it's called Close Encounters of the God Kind. You can order it in book form.
Yeah.
Or you can get it if you like CD or DVD. It's all
I think
put together.
We kind of subtitled it that there's heaven. Close Encounters of God, kind, so people can find it.
And it will bless you.
They'll
and minister
put it on the
life
link,
to you.
But that always
I would
continues
say that's
to
it.
Bless people.
What's the most amazing thing that blew your socks off?
Oh, my goodness. Well, when you finally got born again, I think I was praying for it, but then I keep going back for that.
Go ahead.
I don't mean that in an ugly way, but
yes, you
there's
do.
Been so many things that he's done. Like when first head ministry...
I pardon you.
Do you? Our first headquarters was amazing, the way that whole deal came together, but
Tell them the statement God gave you.
God gave me a statement because you gave me the assignment. You know, we were renting office space at the time.
Mm-hmm.
We only
leasing.
Had like maybe... five people on staff
seven.
At the time. And so we were renting, about seven people at that
time. I remember numbers.
That's why I'm
a numbers
you.
Guy.
I'm asking
okay.
you.
Okay.
And so I remember getting frustrated because I would drive around the neighborhood, I'd look in for ads or whatever, and I couldn't find anything. Then I'd heard this word that said, I have not hidden a building from you, I've hidden it for you.
Say that again.
I have not hidden it from you. I've hidden it for you. And so that was a big story. I've written it about it. But it's just, I had a piece
so
about
amazing.
It. And I didn't get into turmoil about because I knew it would happen. And then when God finally brought me to a building, I remember I showed it to you. And it was bigger than we thought we could afford.
Let me interrupt you. I'm getting a word of knowledge here. There's somebody here you've been believing for a house. You don't know where. You're looking around. Can't seem to find it. God hadn't hidden it from you. He's hidden it for you, just like Kathy.
Amen.
And she found one of the most prettiest buildings we had. I mean, and one of the best, finest offices we ever had.
Mm-hmm.
It was, and the number was, of all the streets, it was called Storehouse Lane.
That's right.
And it was just such a blessing. Listen, there's a word for you there.
That's right.
I'm cool, but I can feel it in the Holy Ghost. It will come to you. You will know. And watch this. Don't try to beat the bushes. Let God do this and he'll work all these things out.
I love that.
And we had something just happen to one of our employees that's such a blessing. They didn't it wasn't hidden from them. It was hidden for them. And God got them the place.
Amen.
It's amazing. And God's no respecter person. Mm-hmm. That's a word if you'll receive that and let God minister life to you. Mm-hmm. And we went in there with 7 people. And of course we built this here. And we had 75 people in the building. How we ever fit it, I don't know. But you know what? My people know how to work in tight places like this or a lot of room. It was just such a blessing
of
the Lord.
To see.
Can I get another question here real quickly? I'm enjoying these questions. I like
Can
them.
I read a comment that I just read?
Yeah, while
they
get putting the question up.
This is a kind of a question as well.
Okay.
This one says, my son is 9 years old. He asks, how did you choose your theme, Give God a Job? Thank you for preaching and spreading his glorious gospel in a funny way.
Okay.
Blessings.
I did not choose it. The Lord spoke it to me. I was praying. What's the little man's name? You know his name?
He didn't give the names. He's just 9 years old.
He's 9 years old.
Yeah.
I was praying and I said, Lord, do you have a theme for me and for our partners and friends across the world for 2024? Mm-hmm. And he brought me to Genesis 18. He always uses scripture.
Right.
And I read this. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? And I'm still looking. And he said, give me a job. Hmm. That'll be your theme. Give God a job. So I didn't choose it.
Right.
God chose it. So I just wanted to answer that. Here's a question from a person named Jessica. I recently lost my mother and am filled with so much grief. Mm. How do I overcome this pain? Get close encounters of the God kind. That question, Jessica, you have asked so many people, said, and when I sent them that book on heaven and they read that, everyone that has read it that I knew about, that I can know personally,
right,
said it pulled the grief out, it pulled the pain out. I realized that they have not passed away, they have arrived. Mm-hmm. And grief is not for you, Jessica.
That's right.
Jesus bore your grief and took your sorrow. You see what I'm saying? Grief is sent by Satan to beat you down. I know a lot of doctrine people say you need to grieve. I do not grieve. That's not biblical. That doesn't mean you don't miss someone. Jesse, you're going to miss someone. But you don't grieve over that. You see what I'm saying? And let me give you a real example. When I was about 9 or 10 years old, we lived in a place called Laurazina Street, which is on the west bank of New Orleans, in West Wego, Louisiana, a suburb there. And to make a long story short, there was a dog that this man had who lived about 2 houses from it. I mean, if that man moved, that dog got up and just followed him. Well, I mean, and I liked the dog. The dog would play with me, but he always kind of kept his eye on that, on his owner, you know? And he said he really liked the way he told me, he said, boy, my dog really loves you. I said, well, I've never seen a dog love someone as much as you. Well, about 2 years later, he passed away. So the people gave me his dog. Now, we had a cemetery. We don't bury people in the ground in New Orleans, Louisiana. We have to bury them in tombs because of the water table.
On top of the ground.
Yeah, on top of the ground. You know what I'm saying? So make a long story short, they gave me the dog. So watch, the dog stayed with me for about maybe an hour. And we already had buried the man, okay? All of a sudden, he got up. Let me show you something about grief. He got up and he started walking. And I called him, but he wouldn't come to me. So I just followed him. We went to the cemetery. The cemetery was only like 2 streets down, okay? That dog jumped up on that tomb and laid down. He quit eating. He quit drinking. He died there 3 days later because he was in grief. Hmm. Grief is no good. Jesus bore our grief and took our sorrow. I hope you can get this book. It's called Heaven, Close Encounters of the God Kind, or you can get a DVD on it, whatever. And Jessica, it will help you.
And they can go on our app and watch it. You
oh,
can
for
watch
free.
It now. It's all available to you.
Yeah.
We have so many wonderful
teaching
things that are on our app. And is that correct, team? So, it's
called
there.
Heaven, Close Encounters of the God
Kind.
You
can watch it there. The one that was filmed,
Jessica,
that Brother John Osteen's, I think,
yeah,
is there.
That's when I had kind of brownish hair. Yeah, it's young, but it will minister life to you and bless you.
Amen.
I'm telling you, I feel that so strong to tell you that, Jessica. Next question, please.
Yeah.
This is coming from who now?
This is from Sonia.
It says, God bless you both. Thank you, Sonia. I started watching your ministry, and it's the only one I give to. Thank you, Sonia. And now my husband takes the CD from me to hear the messages. Thank you. Yeah. It's really not a question, but that's a blessing.
Yeah.
You know, we love, you know, I've been sad, and but I didn't like it. So I started to walk in joy, which is the strength of God.
Yeah.
Now, you know what? I had to give all that to God. I gave God sadness, sickness, debt. He took it all.
Yeah.
And gave me joy, peace, blessing in the city, in the field, going in, going out, everything spiritual, physical, financial. You're looking at a man here and a woman. We're literally living on the earth like as if we'd be living in heaven. Mm-hmm. And I mean that sincerely. And you know, we get persecuted for blessing. But I don't care. It don't make no difference what people say, because I'm not taking nothing from people. I'm talking about me personally. I'll take $1 billion for this ministry. Mm. In fact, I need $1 billion. I can get 1 billion people saved. I know how to do that. I know how to do that, ladies and gentlemen.
Just spread the gospel over more outlets, to add more staff, to get things done.
And let me just say this. If you'd like to be a partner and you're not one, how do you do that? Very simple. Go to jdm.org. That is our website. And you can hit a donate button and give that way. It's up to you what you give. But say, I can't give. But then still keep watching us. That's all right. Or you can use PayPal if you want to do that. And you can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one. But Kathy likes the JDM apps because there's so many ways you can give. Or you can just mail in a check the old-fashioned way. 100% is going into world evangelism. And let me say this. Me and Kathy do not ask you to partner that we don't partner ourselves. We would not do that. It is such a blessing. So I hope you can do it. Let me say it again. Go to jdm.org. You can hit, that's our website, and you can hit the donate button and give if you want. Yeah. Any amount. Don't make no difference. Or you can use PayPal, or you can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one, or go to the JDM apps if you want to do that, and you can select how you want to do that, or you can just mail in. It'll bless you. 100% of what you do goes in the world evangelism. And I mean it. And I'm as serious as I can be about that. Give me another question. Am I doing good?
I like it. Yeah. I'm trying to see if I can.
Am I taking too much of your time?
No, you're good.
Okay, while she's reading this, this is from Susan. A lot of my family members are not believers, and I am trying to bring them to the knowledge of Christ. Kathy, I want you to hear this, because you can answer this. When I bring up Jesus, they seem not to want to hear it. How can I continue to witness to them, but also respect their boundaries? Now, let me tell you something. Kathy decided to get her family saved and decided to get me saved. And I did not want to hear it. And she respected me. She wouldn't say nothing. But you know what? The greatest witness is the life you live for Christ. When there's happiness and joy, they go, wait a minute, man. How come when everything's going to hell in a handbasket, like we say in New Orleans, Louisiana, how come they can be happy? I mean, you did not get discouraged that I know of any. If you did, you sure didn't show it to us. You wanted your family. Remember when you told your mama that she was going to hell? And she said, that's nice, Kathy. How did she say that?
Well, you know, I think it starts in prayer. You spend time praying and seeking God. And, you know, I would seek God about the right opportunity. And I remember there were times I wanted to talk to you. And I remember you got angry and you would say, you'd start talking about the scriptures, and then you'd curse at me, and you'd say, shut up, I don't want to hear any more about that. So I didn't always respect his boundaries, but there were times when I knew I had to say something, and I just trust God, and he always gave me the words to say.
I've never told you this, but it seemed like we would travel all the time, and Kathy would find a church somewhere and go to church, and every time you came back, you had like a light on your face or something mm-hmm. like that, you know? And coming back to the heathen, me, you know, but I wouldn't go to church, but she did. And I'm telling you, the Lord won me over, Kathy won me over, and you will win your family. You know why? You got the promise of your family down to 1,000 generations.
Amen. But also,
use that promise.
There's some practical things you can do, which I did. I remember reading in the scriptures how Satan has blinded the eyes of people from the truth, lest they see the light of the glorious gospel. So I recognized at some point that I had authority. I read in the scriptures, started learning about the authority that I had. So I said, I have authority over that devil. I said, I rebuke you, Satan, from blinding Jesse's eyes to the truth. And I would do that for different family members as I pray for them, Lord. And then there was another scripture that I remembered that Jesus told his disciples to pray for the Lord of the harvest. He said, the harvest is great and the laborers are few. I think that's in Matthew.
Pray ye therefore the
pray
Lord of the harvest.
Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers in the harvest. So then I would pray. I would add to that prayer. And I'd say, Lord, send laborers across his path, someone to get the gospel to him. And so I would try to give you the gospel. You didn't want to hear it from me. But all of a sudden, Billy Graham came on the television.
Yep.
And I seized that opportunity. And I said, Jesse, Billy Graham is coming on TV again. So I was I was mindful
you used
and
every
thoughtful
available voice.
And led by the Spirit on how I phrased things, because I didn't want to turn him off. I wanted to, I was so concerned about his soul,
sure,
his salvation. It wasn't just about me and us having a good, a better life, which I wanted that. But ultimately, I didn't want to see him go to hell. That was such a reality
such a blessing
to me as I when I got born again. And so I
remember
telling
him
that.
I'm going to have to interrupt you for a minute. But we had 32 minutes, and normally we cut off. But if y'all don't mind, we're going to go a little
just
longer.
Just a little
that's
longer
okay
so we can finish this.
Would y'all mind?
It's
I mean,
so
you know,
important.
Is that okay back here behind the cameras? We're going to go a little longer. Okay, go ahead.
I so I just said, why don't you watch? And you said, why would I want to do that? And I said, well, look, he's pulling more people
yes,
than
right
you are, because the stadium was full of people. So that got his attention. I didn't intend it as a put down, but that's a word that caught your attention. So God will give you words. He will give you things to pray, and he'll give you opportunity. So just be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. But realize that there are things that are going on behind the scenes, even though you don't speak something with your mouth. Like Jesse was saying, your life is a testimony. Your life is a message.
There's a scripture.
I remember holding on to a scripture that said that husbands are one,
W-O-N,
and it's in Peter, either 1st or 2nd Peter. I can't find it now, but I had it memorized many years ago when I was praying for you. But it says, the husbands are one by the conversation of their wives, which means the way you live.
Amen.
And I live for God. God was first place
Amen
in my life, and it did turn things around.
Amen. Glory to
so
God.
It was almost 2-year period that I lived with a heathen husband.
And I'm here. Give me another question here. Glory
One more
to God.
Question.
Yeah, man, we're going a little longer than normal. This is from Facebook. Can you explain what first fruits is in giving? Very simple. Four types of giving in the Bible. There's the tithe. What is it? Motivation. Obedience. There's this first fruit. What is it? Motivation. Generosity. Then there's the alms. What is its motivation? Compassion. Then there's the seed. What is its motivation? Faith and reward. First fruits is very simple. You can read it in the Bible. In other words, you give your first fruit, your first increase. And let's say your year, whether it's a business or a person, shuts down December 31st on first, and January 1 comes. Okay, you give your first increase. In other words, let's say they give you a job and they give you a raise. Let's say it's a $10 raise. Okay.
Well, $10 more a month.
Yeah, $10. You don't give the whole month. You only give the $10. That's
that
your first fruit.
For that first month.
And that's it.
Exactly.
Because there's no such thing as second fruit, third fruit, or a basket of fruit.
So
see, a lot of preachers, let me explain this, guys. A lot of people want you to give the whole thing. No, it's you give the increase, not the income. Now, if you want to give the income, you can. But God said you give the increase. So that would be the $10. And then you don't do it again, because no such thing as second fruit, third fruit, or basket of fruit until the next year.
Yeah.
And that's what it means. That's about as simple as I can make
that's
that
a good explanation.
Of a first fruit. But a lot of people want second fruit, third fruit, or everything. No. See? And then that's it. And God will honor you. And it's the only one of the four types of giving in the Bible. You ready for this? That God lets you give it where you want. You can give it to the church.
Mm-hmm.
Watch this. Or you can give it to the minister. It didn't make any difference. Now, the tithe go to the church. Naturally, the alms go to help people. And seed, you know, he'll tell you what to do with that. But first fruits, that's your decision.
Right.
I hope I explained that to you.
Yeah, and you have a whole book on that, which is the four types of giving.
Four
right?
types
is the
of
name
giving.
Of it? Is that the name
of it? Yeah, that's the name of it. All you got to do is you can watch it online.
Yeah, you can hear the sermon preached on the app. It's there now, but there's also the book.
We got a little
get.
Booklet. I have some Hollywood stars. It was just such a blessing. They carried around. One man just went home to be with the Lord a couple of years ago. I really loved him. He was the captain on the Love Boat. You know, the Love Boat.
Gavin McLeod or something.
Yeah, wonderful McLeod. Man. And every time I'd go to California,
he'd tell you that.
Yeah, he would come, him and his wonderful wife, and he pulled out that, but he carried it with him all the time. What a wonderful man. I miss him. I was just in California, and I tell you, I said, man, Gavin.
Probably the first time
and I just sensed it in my spirit.
There.
Like, I'm here. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Because the Bible says, so great a cloud of witnesses. I hope you can get that little booklet. You can put it in your pocket. I mean, but it's got great revelation
in it. Probably have a digital copy of that.
Do we have a digital copy?
If someone wants to read it right away, they can get it digitally online.
That's right.
Or get a hard copy. But also, you can go and watch the full message on the app.
Yeah, it's such a blessing
of it. It says great explanation.
Do we have any more questions? I don't know. We got a bunch more.
I think we should.
Well, we have 36 minutes. Can we go a little long? You don't mind?
I think one more would be good. Well, and that's
maybe two. Who knows?
Well, you're the one who said.
I know. I'm enjoying myself. I like being live. This is from Facebook.
Live and
Facebook.
In color.
Yeah. It says, Brother Jesse, you always talk to God. Do you talk out loud or inwardly with Jesus?
Question.
Both. I do both. Yeah. Some people, they say, Andrew Womack's a great friend of mine. I love him and Jamie. What a great Bible college, my Lord. He says, I love the way Jesse talks to God. I love his relationship with God. I mean, I talk to God like I'm talking to you, and I hear God in my audible ear, like you're hearing me. Then there's sometimes he'll speak to my, what I call my spirit, an inward witness.
Right.
But most of the time, it's out loud. I can hear it. And it's just such a blessing. Well, I realized something. I'm his friend. He said, I call you friends. I remember when I read that in the scripture, I said, Lord, can I be your friend? You know what he said? I need a friend. And I thought, man. But you know what? When I very seldom ever talk to God about trouble, because before I ask, he fixes it. He answers it, you know. I just talk about, we have fellowship. We just enjoy each other.
Right.
That's a great question. And that's just the way I am. And I guess people say, he's so full of joy. Well, hey, God don't love me anymore than he loves you. But, you know, you just go to him, you know, and just say, Lord, at first it may start off in the spirit. But before you know it, you just get, I laugh. God's funny. He'll say some funny things, and we just enjoy each other's company.
Yeah.
Give me another question real quick.
Well, I have one here if you want me to read it.
Okay. Put
it up there a few
Here's
times.
Here's one right
I
here.
Think. This one says...
Okay. Hold that one right there. Then I'm gonna, she's Kathy's
How
getting
How close
one.
Do you think we are to the soon return of Jesus Christ? Real close. I think we're in the last of the last days.
Oh,
myself.
I do. Let me say this. If Jesus don't come get me, I go get him.
No, but he's coming.
No, he's coming. I know he's coming. I tell you what, you know how I know that? Is when in Noah's days. See, no generation has ever seen the wrath of God other than Noah. We've seen the persecution of the church in our day, but not the wrath of God. Let me tell you this. God said to Noah, man has corrupted himself. But if we have not corrupted, now our lives okay? We try to change the gender of a three-year-old child, and we don't care, thinking we're going to be nice. We refuse to, a lot of church will refuse to preach sin and let people go to hell because they don't care. They won't preach prosperity because let people just suffer when God will bless them in the city, bless them in the field. Man has corrupted himself. When you say the word politician, everybody says, well, are they telling the truth? Wait, including preachers. I mean, you hear preachers say one thing, then you find out they're committing adultery and all kind of. This is a very corrupted world. And that's what God said to Noah. Man is corrupting himself. And then the wrath of God. So Jesus is coming sooner than you think.
Yeah.
Here's another question. Okay. How do you say that
Balthazar.
Man? That's one of the guys, one of the three men that came to see Jesus.
Well, that's his name.
Yeah.
Okay.
Balthazar. Jesse, what are some good book titles about finances to study?
I think they're wanting some secular books. I read in one of the comments, they're not just wanting our books.
Okay.
I don't know if we study on any in finances.
You know, I know a lot of people, what's that guy, Dave something?
Ramsey.
Good stuff like that. Me, let me tell you what's the best financial
Solomon
book you can
had
ever
a lot
get.
Of good stuff to
right
study.
Here, baby. I mean, God, Jesus talked more about money than he did anything else. You go study it out.
That's so true.
You
about
read
a third.
It, and man, you go to Genesis, and Abraham was very rich. And cattle, silver, and gold. You study how God does things.
We have quite a few.
And you will be blessed.
And you have quite a few extensive teachings that we've done.
Oh,
again,
yeah.
I'm not pushing the app, but you know, it's a free resource that's available to you. You won't have any commercial interruptions. What's good about it, you may not have known this, but you know, some things when you close your iPad or you go into another app, you maybe have to check on something, it all shuts down. But this will keep playing in the background for you. So I really am glad and proud of what our team has done to make this resource available for you.
I know a lot about
so
finances.
Important.
I have finances. I'm not bragging about that. I'm just telling you the truth. I know how. My greatest, people are always asking me to invest in things, and I have some investments, don't misunderstand me. But I think my best investment is my giving to God's work. Mm-hmm. He said he'll bless you 30, 60, and 100-fold. I don't believe that. That's why you don't get it.
Right.
But if you believe it,
and
you'll
it's important
it.
To sow into good soil, and
yes,
it's
indeed.
Important to believe God. You know, a lot of people, some people tithe, but they don't do it in faith. Even when you tithe, you must do it in faith and expect a return, because you can't just give it and say, oh, then your mouth sabotage your life by saying, oh, I'll never get anything. No, you have to change the way you think, things change the way you speak, and line it up with what the Word of God has said.
You really want to give God a great gift? Holiness. Live a life of holiness. Be ye holy, for I am holy. But you
That's
know, when
true.
You love somebody, you like to give to them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, me and Kathy love the Lord with all our heart.
Yes.
So we give graciously.
It's a joy.
Financially. And you know what God says? You will not outgive me, Jesse.
That's so good.
And
it's true.
I give him a seed, he gives me a harvest. It's on me, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
It's on me. Get me on your side, I'm telling you. And if you'd like to be a part of this ministry, you can, any amount, nothing too big. We believe in God right now for a $20 million donor because we got a $20 million project. You can go to jdm.org. And that's our website. Hit the donate button, give. If you want to. You don't want to, don't. But if you do, do. You can use PayPal.
That's
you
right.
can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one, whatever. Kathy loves the JDM apps because you can do it. You can just select what you want, or you can mail in your donation. Go ahead and talk about that book.
Yeah, I want to say this too. This is something
this is the
new
newest
the ministry
one, huh?
started doing. This is going to be available. It actually began in February. It's available now. We were launching in February, but now it's out early even. And it's your newest book called Believe. It says Unlock Your Faith in
people.
God's Promises.
Yeah.
And you can go and get that. Now, it's for a donation of, what is it, $5 or more, I think
it is? Is it $5
or
more? I don't know.
And so so it, we'll get this to you. I think you can get a digital copy as well. But this is really
a donation
brand new.
To find out. This is, and it's worth it. We're not trying to sell it. It's a donation. It's for a donation of $5. See? Now, if I would be taking that money, I'd say, okay, no, I don't touch that. Anything you give, I don't touch. 100% going into world evangelism. Believe. Unlock your faith in God's promises. See, if you got stuff locked up, you can never use
it.
So let's get it unlocked and get it done.
Right.
Thank you for being a partner. And partners, thank you for supporting us and continue to support us. It's just such a blessing.
Amen.
Give me one. It's 43 minutes. Boy, this thing is going fast. Give me one more question.
One more. While ago was one more.
Well, I know it. I can't help myself. I like live stuff. This is from Paul. Do I create the right atmosphere for the Holy Spirit's presence to become evident in my secret place? How can I feel him and experience him? Okay, Paul, listen to me. It's not a feeling. See, everybody wants, and who don't want to feel? Yes, what I do, I find I just get into his presence, and I'm not trying to get him to, I'm not trying to feel something. I just rejoice in him. And his presence gets so powerful, and it starts off in my spirit, and then it goes into my soulless mind, my mind, my will, and emotion. Then it hits my body, which means the goosebumps. You see, but I don't try to get the goosebumps first. I just go in and say, Lord, like I said it this morning. Like I said, you know, God, you've been, so, I'm talking just out loud. You've been so good to me. Everywhere I see is a miracle. I said, my God. And I call our aviation department, the land of miracles. I call the ministry, the land of the ministry, the land of everything I see. I will tell everybody as we go off the air here, you are a candidate for a miracle. You are a catalyst to make a miracle. So Paul, listen to me. Start with your spirit. Just start praying, thanking for it. And then all of a sudden you begin to sense it. And then your mind, will, and emotion will begin to go in there with the spirit. It'll start locking up. And I won't tell you something, the goosebumps will start coming. That's when the feeling comes. But if I didn't feel God at all, I would still love him, because the closest you can get to him is in your spirit. Because if he gets real close, your flesh can't handle that.
Right.
But it's nice to have that feeling. Don't misunderstand
right.
me. I'm
and
not
I love
knocking it.
The, based on the Word of God, the Bible tells us that he's always with us. He never leaves us or forsakes us. And I was just thinking about the prayer that Jesus prayed.
Mm.
He says, and even when he was praying to raise Lazarus from the dead, he says, Father, I thank you that you always hear me. And then he spoke to Lazarus and Tabitha.
That's
had
what
come
I'm
up.
Saying.
So
yeah.
have to have a realization and an understanding that God always hears you. Whether you don't have to have the feeling, if you just know, you acknowledge his presence and then you begin to praise him. And then you'll see the manifestation of his presence in your life. You'll have a knowing and you'll hear his voice in a
Amen.
Stronger way.
Well, we did 45 minutes and 49 seconds. And you know, since I'm the head of the ministry, give me one more question.
What? Oh, when is the one more, the one
this
more,
is
the
it.
One?
It's
you remind me of those people when they sing in a church one more time.
One more time.
And they sing it like 10 times.
But I felt like I was about ready to shut it off.
But it's okay.
And the Lord said one more question.
It's okay.
This is from Juliet. How do you effectively take captive every thought so it's bound for good generationally? The Bible said, take no thought saying. Hmm. See, now, you don't say bad thoughts. What's that scripture? I think it's in Corinthians where it says, casting down imaginations, every high thing
first
that exalts itself against
yeah.
the knowledge of God, bringing every thought, you got to bring it,
yeah.
bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Not to the obedience of you, Julia,
mm-hmm.
to the obedience of Christ. And you know, it will go generations. And let me tell you something. It don't make no difference what anybody says, any church says. If they disagree with what I'm about ready to say, they're all wrong. You got the promise of your family down to 1,000 generations. So you want generationally? Put the word of God into your children.
That's right.
Put the word of God into
That's
your grandchildren.
Right.
Put the word of God in your great-grandchildren. You know, I mean, we're getting there, you know, all those kind of things. And I'm telling you, mm-hmm. I mean, even if you go home to be with the Lord, God will say, I remember my servant Jesse.
Yes.
Remember when he said that about David? Mm-hmm. I remember my servant David, and I will not allow this to come upon his children.
Can I say one thing
yes,
to you about
can.
That? I was just thinking
this
about how
good,
God said, you know, this was, I think it's still also in Genesis 18, if not it's 19, but it continues the story when Abraham was talking to God and he was about, Sodom and Gomorrah was about
yeah.
to happen. And so he says, should I reveal this to my servant Abraham, seeing that he shall become a father of a multitude, whatever, I don't know the exact scripture.
Yeah.
But he says, because I know him, he says, that he will teach his family, his household, the ways of the Lord so that I can bring about my promise. See, God wants us to be people that teach our children the ways of the Lord and
Amen.
God's ways. See, God recognized a man named Abraham that he could teach him and he would teach his family.
So it
needs to be generational, but it doesn't just happen
okay.
because they're born to you. You have to teach them and train them.
That Kathy just was talking about Genesis chapter 18, verse. I just want to read it to
read
you
it.
Here. And in verse 17, and the Lord says, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, to all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him.
Yeah.
And I love verse 19, for I know him.
That's good.
That he will command or teach his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he had spoken
so
to
So God
him.
Looked forward generationally and saw this, but it was because the man stood for God. He proclaimed it to his family, and it continued.
Amen.
So we're a continuation. We put the word of God in our daughter. She's putting it into our granddaughter.
Oh,
we're doing the same. You do it for yours.
We even pray for the dogs, man. We preach to the dogs, Jody's dogs and everything.
Anything in our household.
Well, they're part of the family, aren't they?
That's right.
I mean, you know that is true. So before we go, and we've done 49 minutes, I probably was supposed to do about 30. Let's pray for
let's
the people
pray.
That are watching
yes.
today. Spiritual, physical, or financial.
Thank
Look
you,
at me before
Whatever
I pray.
Whatever it is.
Give God a job.
Amen. There's no limit.
Nothing too hard for God. Father,
Amen.
In the name
Father,
of Jesus.
Thank you.
You said if two of us agree, well, Kathy's one, I'm two.
Amen.
We agree with all those that are believing spiritual, physical, financial,
yes.
all three.
Thank
that
you,
you're going to bless them in the city.
Yes.
Bless them in the field. Bless them going in and bless them going out. Lord, we give you that job today.
Yes.
And we thank you and call those things would be not
yes,
as though
Lord.
They were, because they will be. I thank you, Lord, for allowing us to do this live boardroom
yes.
chat. I thank you for it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. To all
Amen.
You that watch, thank you once again. And to partners, thank you for helping us reach people and change lives one soul at a time. We'll see you next week. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This media is copyrighted by Jesse Duplantis Ministries for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this media or of any pictures or accounts without Jesse Duplantis Ministries' consent is strictly prohibited.